recognizing inherent goodness to celebrate and give thanks, the pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and of God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world.
Good morning. Welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, and to this worship service, Sunday, September 27th, 2020. And a special welcome to those worshiping with us for the first time. One thing you'll notice about Hillcrest is that when we say all are welcome, we mean it. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Our worship series for this season is Sacred Earth, Sacred Work. And this Sunday's focus is Spirit of Compassion. We will first hear the news of community and then enter into worship.
Greetings, I'm Neil Minietta, and I'll be your liturgist for the September 27th worship service. I want to welcome those of you who are joining our worship service for the first time. We hope you'll find it meaningful and would love to hear from you. Please email Reverend Fred with any questions you have about Hillcrest or about your own spiritual pilgrimage. His email will be given at the close of service. The written news of community was sent on September 26th. If you'd like to be added to the distribution list, please contact the Hillcrest office. Don't you love the autumn season? The temperatures are cooling, the leaves on the trees are changing color and ready to drop. Wonderful things are around the corner, such as Halloween and Thanksgiving, and all those wonderful baked goodies with pumpkin spice and gingerbread spice. Although we can't get together physically, this season still brings many wonderful happenings at Hillcrest. Next Sunday, October 4th, will be a special virtual blessing of the animals. To include your pets in the blessing, please email their photos to the office by Monday, September the 28th. Virtual fellowship hour at 11 a.m. and Children's Afternoon Sunday School will take place again this Sunday. We hope you and your children will join in. Wednesday at 4 p.m., Adult Education will continue its discussion of the book. So, you want to talk about race? Check it out. Hillcrest office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon. Safety protocols are in place and need to be followed for the protection of yourselves and others, so it's best to make an appointment ahead of time. And now, let us quiet ourselves and prepare for worship.
Love divine, all love's excelling joy. Into every troubled breast.
gathered here in the mystery of this hour. Gathered here in the mystery strong of this body. Gathered here in the struggle strong of body. Gathered here in the struggle strong body.
It is through the work of spiritual practice that we move beyond fear, which has such a grip on our nature, into compassion, and discover our deep and true selves. Engaging in spiritual practices, whether those that look typically religious, like praying, or those that don't, like walking and taking in what and who are around you. What they have in common is intentionality. They draw us closer to the Creator and who we were created to be, free and compassionate beings. Come, let us worship God with our whole selves.
You are invited to a moment of quiet rest. A time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to a prayerful meditation. Compassionate God, you who know our hearts and love us without condition, create in us desire to see your essence within us, so that we might see that in others and honor your holy presence in all things. We praise you for this day, this people, this planet. In this silence, we connect to you and to our deep compassion for ourselves and others.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour.
Gathered here in the mystery strong of this body. Gathered here in the struggle strong of this body. Gathered here in the struggle strong of this body.
near.
With open hearts, we acknowledge the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude. We listen to the groans of the world, and the Spirit helps us to grieve and to intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times.
Hear these words from one of the most beloved theologians of our time, Jürgen Moltmann, from his book, The Source of Life, The Holy Spirit and the Theology of Life. The opposite of poverty isn't property. The opposite of both poverty and property is community. For in community, we become rich, rich in friends, in neighbors, in colleagues, rich in siblings. Together, as a community, we can help ourselves in most of our difficulties. For after all, there are enough people and enough ideas, capabilities, and energies. So let us discover our wealth. Let us build up communities. Let us take our lives into our own hands, and at long last, out of the hands of the people who want to dominate and exploit. I invite you to make a fist with your hands and imagine in those clenched fists all that you are holding tightly and that has a hold on you. It may be something or some things specific. It may be a less defined fear, anxiety, worry, a sense of grief, loneliness, helplessness. Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists and imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold, with love, the concerns of others and the pain of our world. O living, loving God, compassionate God, we thank you for the whole of creation. We thank you that you know our hearts and love us without condition. We thank you for our blessed faith community Hillcrest and for all that we do together to experience and to share your love and life-giving compassion. We pray this day for all people. We pray for our whole planet. We pray for all life. We thank you, O God, for all that brings us joy, birthdays, including Shelby's, baptisms, including Hannah's, for our new office manager, Samantha, and for Joshua, who served us in the interim and helped with orienting our new colleague. For the recognition of our outreach ministries at the Pleasant Hill Community Awards ceremony this past week, and for all the volunteers and donors, and for our whole church that make our outreach ministries possible. Hear now all that we raise in our hearts and say aloud that brings us joy. And now, O God, we pray for all that brings us concern, for all who are ill or recovering from illness and injury, including Anne, Ariana, Barb, Betty, Dennis, John, Norm and Adele, Ron, for all who grieve, including Bill and Sue and their family, and for all who are affected by wildfires and smoke, and for all who we name in our hearts and aloud now. and we pray for our nation, including all who are suffering due to fire, flood, and other weather events. For particular peoples and groups who are suffering due to racism, hatred, violence, misunderstanding, misleading propaganda. And for all that we name aloud or in our hearts now. We pray for all health officials and health care givers, peace officers, firefighters, essential workers of all kinds, all who are suffering and all who are dealing with death due to COVID-19. And for all we name aloud and in our hearts now. And as we place our hands on our hearts, O God, we ask your Spirit to be with us in the things that are too deep for words. Hold us and comfort us with your loving and compassionate Spirit. Amen. In just a moment, we will pray the Lord's Prayer. Throughout our worship series, we alternate new versions with the familiar. This week, I will lead using a version from Parker Palmer, a well-known spiritual writer whose work is widely used in Protestant churches. You may pray along with me, or if you prefer, use the traditional words. Both are available on the screen. And given the possibility of pausing, you may choose to do both. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, holy and blessed is your true name. We pray for your reign of peace to come. We pray that your good will be done. Let heaven and earth become one. Give us this day the bread we need. Give it to those who have none. Let forgiveness flow like a river between us, from each one to each one. Lead us to holy innocence beyond the evil of our days. Come swiftly, Mother, Father, come. For yours is the power and the glory and the mercy. Forever your name is all in one. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe.
God works in and through us to renew each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that affirm divine goodness at work and encourage us in other creative collaborations with the divine. Our first reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 18. Some might hear this as judgment, and in fact, on some level it is. The voice of God uses that word. But also listen to God's charge against the people, what it is that God is upset about, and listen for God's affirmation of life for all. Hear the voice of God according to the prophet Ezekiel. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is unfair. O house of Israel, are my ways unfair? Is it not your ways unfair? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, all of you according to your ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions. Otherwise iniquity will be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn then and live.
And our gospel lesson is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12. We pick up the story as it's happening. One of the legal experts heard their dispute and saw how well Jesus answered them. He came over and asked him, which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus replied, the most important one is, Israel, listen. Our God is the one Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you will love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. The legal expert said to him, well said, teacher. You have truthfully said that God is one and there is no other besides God. And to love God with all of the heart, a full understanding, and all of one's strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more important than all kinds of entirely burned offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered with wisdom, he said to him, you aren't far from God's kingdom. After that, no one dared to ask Jesus any more questions. This is the good news.
Gospel reading, I think a lot of you know already. It contains what gets called the greatest commandment. I know you guys know the greatest commandment. It's posted on the wall in our Sunday school classroom, but we haven't been in the Sunday school classroom in some time, so maybe it's good to be reminded. Jesus said, you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. A lot of people believe that this is what the whole Bible boils down to. If you take everything in there, all the commandments, all the stories, everything Jesus said, and took it down to one sentence, it would be that sentence. Love God and love your neighbor. That's what God wants for us and wants us to want for each other. So what I'd like you to do this week is think about how you can live out that commandment in your life. What's one thing you can do today that loves God and that shows your love for God? And what's one thing that you can do today that shows love for your neighbor? Maybe you can pray or light a candle. Maybe you can help a neighbor or a family member. I look forward to talking about it in Sunday school.
Savior God,
of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer, our wisdom and our creator. Amen. Compassion. Sacred earth, sacred work is our worship theme for this season, and the particular focus for this service is spirit of compassion. Compassion. Com, meaning together with, as in community. And passion, meaning, well, passion, and also meaning suffering, think of the passion of Christ, and also meaning change, like an osteopath who changes your body's pathways by manipulating your skeleton. By the way, I like that example because it shows that things and systems that are stuck can get unstuck. Back to compassion. Change happens. Life happens. Suffering happens. Love and care through suffering happens. Love and care leading to helpful and constructive change happens. And love and care in response to hurtful change happens. And when that good and constructive stuff happens, it happens together with God and others. It happens because of and with the spirit of compassion. It happens in community with God and others. Now, all of that and more is what our gospel lesson is about, but it can be hard for our ears to hear. Just listen to how Jesus' teaching begins. Our God is the one Lord. One God. Period. Seems pretty simple, right? Maybe too simple. On one level, it seems to tie right in to some tried and true American ways of thinking about the world. It's all about one. There's one greatest nation in the world. There's one way to be right, and the heck with others who think and act differently. One God, one nation, one party who's right. For better or for worse, that's a very American way of understanding the world and relating, or not relating, to others. Thank God that Jesus here is opening us up to great biblical and religious wisdom, opening us up to other ways of thinking and being and living and experiencing life. Our Lord's Prayer, in our traditional language, calls out to God, leads, invites, anticipates, yearns for, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, O God." In the language we use today, it goes like this. We pray for your reign of peace to come. We pray that your good will be done. Jesus' ministry was all about it. We, in our faith and our ministry together, in the way we live our lives, in the way we pray, mean to be all about it. And so back to where we started, or better, back to where Jesus started. Our God is the one Lord. There it is again, one. There's one way to be right, the right gender, the right race, the right nationality, the right party, the right religion. A very popular American way to think. Sadly, it's a very popular American religious way to think. And it's wrong. It's sinful. And the Bible tells us so. And Jesus knows so. And so he starts with one of the most famous verses in the whole Bible. Our God is the one Lord. It would be an interesting anthropological or sociological study. My hunch is that as Americans, many, even most of us, can't even hear something like that without hearing. If there's only one, then all the others must be wrong, no good, out of bounds. But of course, biblical wisdom is precisely the opposite. And we and our nation forget that at our own and others' peril. In biblical wisdom, everything, and I mean everything, spins out from the one and is related to the one, and therefore to each. Think of it as a cosmic statement of the scientific truth of our one common DNA ancestor. We all come from the same mother, mitochondrial Eve, they call her, 200,000 years ago in the Rift Valley in Northeast Africa. Well, biblical truth backs it up prior to mitochondrial Eve, prior even to the biblical Adam and Eve, and takes it all the way to such mind-numbing and mind-exploding dimensions that even the greatest of our scientists couldn't explain it. But the biblical wisdom, the human wisdom, is simple. All grows out of, develops from, is rooted in, is connected to and through God. Sacred earth, it's so true. The Christian notion of Trinity, which, by the way, is no denial of Judaism or Islam, and Judaism and Islam, with their strong notions of one God, are no denial of the Trinity. This very story shows that. We all, in our deep religious wisdom, know of this unity. And again, we forget it at our peril. Right there in the first verses of the whole Bible. Well, first of all, God, the one God, speaks as a we. You can't miss that. Secondly, you've got the other two persons of the Trinity, beyond the prime mover or progenitor, right there, right away. The Holy Spirit or Holy Wind moving over the waters, and the Christ or the Word or the creative wisdom of God right there in the Word, the voice of God. One God, a plurality from the beginning, from before the beginning. And we saw in our readings from the first chapter of Genesis over the past couple of weeks, all the joy and delight and even giddiness in the bounty and variety of creation. And if that isn't enough for you, we get it again in Proverbs chapter 8, right about smack dab in the middle of most Bibles today, where God, again, a kind of multiplicity, God's creative agent in there in Proverbs chapter 8 is named Wisdom. God delights in the whole human race. One God, himself, herself, themselves, a plurality, and one world, one peoples. Jesus knows it. The whole Bible knows it. And we forget it at our peril. Time is against us. And the rest of Jesus' teachings fall out just as we would expect from the depth and breadth of the biblical wisdom. Our God is the one Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you will love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. I'll leave you with this quick story. A very famous rabbi named Hillel, who lived a couple of generations before Jesus, was known as a great expert on biblical law. Still is, by the way. The story goes he challenged his students, recite the whole law while standing on one foot. Well, they tried and they tried and they failed and they failed. And no surprise, those of you who've been involved in adult ed classes or may have heard it in a sermon, know that the rabbis codified 613 biblical commandments or individual laws. Just try reciting all of those, standing and balancing on one foot. Well, finally, one of the students came along and said, "Teacher, I can do it." He stood on one foot and said, "I now recite the whole of biblical law. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and you will love your neighbor as yourself." And the great teacher Hillel said, "You are right." Sisters and brothers, would that we would all be so right. Go and do likewise, and live out the deepest biblical tradition, the deepest religious tradition, the deepest spiritual tradition, and the deepest yearnings of our Lord's Prayer in doing so. God will bless you, and you will be a blessing to the world. And let all of God's dear and loving and compassionate neighbors say together, Amen. Amen.
Jesus, a new commandment has given us, that we should love each other, just as our God loves us. Jesus, a new commandment has given us, that we should love each other, just as our God loves us. The clear sign of all true Christians is the way they love each other. Jesus, a new commandment has given us, that we should love each other, just as our God loves us. Jesus, a new commandment has given us, that we should love each other, just as our God loves us. Those who do not love their neighbors do not truly love their Savior. Jesus, a new commandment has given us, that we should love each other, just as our God loves us.
Jesus, a new commandment has given us, that we should love each other, just as our God loves us. In true charity and loving, God is present here among us. Jesus, a new commandment has given us, that we should love each other, just as our God loves us. Jesus, a new commandment has given us, that we should love each other, just as our God loves us.
Thank you for your generous gifts. To support the ongoing work of Hillcrest, by sending in pledges or offering through the mail, or giving online. With your gifts, our ministries are able to continue their vital work to care for each other, our community, and the world. Also, please take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together, stronger than ever. We give together as we support one another and support the work of our church. Beloved Creating God, we are grateful for the many gifts you have given us. Help us to know and share your compassion through our actions and our gifts. Bless these gifts that they may help others know how loved they are. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
On behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week, we pray for movement within our own hearts to embody peace and passion, compassion and power. We are not at the mercy of the way it is. We hold fast to goodness.
Take my gifts and let me love you, God, who first of all loved me, gave me light and food and shelter, gave me life and set me free. Now because your love has touched me, I have love to give away. Now the bread of love is rising, loaves of love to multiply. Take the fruit that I have gathered from the tree your Spirit sowed, harvest of your own compassion, juice that makes the wine of God. Spiced with humor, laced with laughter, flavor of the Jesus life, tang of risk and new adventure, taste and zest beyond belief. Take whatever I can offer, gifts that I have yet to find, skills that I am slow to sharpen, talents of the hand and mind, things made beautiful for others in the place where I must be. Take my gifts and let me love you, God, who first of all loved me.
As we've been doing throughout this worship series, I'd like to invite you to connect this coming week with someone or with something within God's great creation. In the spirit of connecting and compassion, you might reach out via a phone call or email or write a note to someone in need of a friendly greeting and check-in. And also in the spirit of connection and compassion, you might consider a way, big or small, to share healing with someone or some part of God's creation. And so receive and do this simple blessing. Go forth, be you, and experience and share the joy of life with God in and with all that God creates. Amen. And now let us pass the peace of Christ, the peace of God's creating and compassionate impulse, one with another. Open your heart to all of our sisters and brothers and siblings at Hillcrest and to all of humanity and to the whole created world, and say together with me, the peace of Christ be with you. And now, having received that, respond, and also with you. Amen. Our service has ended. For those of you worshiping on Sunday morning, September 27th, 2020, know that we will be gathering at 11 a.m. for a time of fellowship. The information to join that meeting via Zoom has been circulated. If you're worshiping with us for the first time and haven't received it, or otherwise have questions, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace, shelter in peace, be transformed in peace. Experience your connection with God and each other and with the whole of creation in peace. Amen.